Hey, John Marshall from Medscape. I wanted to give one more little comment about GI ASCO this year. It was a great meeting. It's always my favorite. I have perfect attendance, I'm very proud to say, now in its second decade. I got to host a really cool session where we looked at guidelines. So we had three different guidelines represented. We had Lynn Saltz, who was speaking on behalf of NCCN, David Kerr on the NICE group in Great Britain, and Andres Cervantes, who was is the leader of the ESMO group and their guidelines. And we each gave them a chance to speak about how they came to the conclusions of what's on the guidelines. And I don't know if you know this, but you know, NCCN is very detailed, has lots of footnotes and asterisks. ESMO's is broader, give chemo, don't give chemo. And NICE's is all about money and where the cutoff is. And so it's just fascinating to hear how guidelines are made. And of course, we see guidelines as sort of official things, but we spent a lot of time discussing levels of evidence, you know, that sometimes these groups don't have what's on written in the text in the same font size and the same print, is that the levels of evidence are very different. And I don't think we as clinicians notice that as much as we should. So first we discussed that, about really what makes it to a guideline going forward and how quickly they're reestablished and all of that. But what it really came down to is when David Kerr gets up and starts talking about you know, what a quali is, how much is a year of quality of life worth? And the British have set a bar, and if your drug or whatever is more expensive than that and doesn't meet the quali, then it's out. It's not funded, at least by the Public Health Service. And so we actually danced around the topic, okay, what's a quali worth in the United States, or what's one worth in Europe? And no one was willing to answer that yet, but it was clear that's where we're going, where there's going to be a value judgment placed on novel therapies. And we're already seeing it unofficially, and the question is, will the guidelines begin to embrace this in an official way? So there was a lot of talk after this session, I think very positive talk about how do we move forward with our expensive therapies that have really marginal benefit, how do we judge them, how much responsibility should we have, those who run guidelines, to incorporate these kinds of value metrics versus just, you know, a menu of treatment options that don't really acknowledge cost. So I think the discussion was positive and heading in the right direction, and I'm hopeful that what will happen after this meeting is that this GI group can actually take some lead on this concept of value and incorporating it into treatment paradigms and guidelines for all of our patients. Watch out, see what happens with the guidelines. John Marshall for Medscape.